brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I still haven't had time. I spent 20 minutes last hour. I haven't had time to read this article on air. Media hoax attempts to hide advance of North American Union. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com in the news and focus section. It's very important. Let's get out to everybody. I got a whole smattering of other economic immigration news I will cover and go over right now. Let's get through the callers that have been holding. John from Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Nice to talk to you, Alex.
Hello, welcome.
I have a suggestion. I remember last summer when Matt Lipacek got arrested for asking a question.
Yes, she was asking questions of the media and Giuliani and others.
Yeah, and I have a suggestion. I was very proud that he was doing that, and We Are Change or have the guts to do that. But I was very disappointed when he, I guess, plea bargained.
Well, you know, it was in another state, 200 miles away, and he was busy. And, you know, but at least he stood up and did it. I mean, you know, he got in the arena. It's like we're posting videos of We Are Change Ireland trying to confront Clinton, and they did yell at him, or We Are Change in another state confronting Hillary. And it's not super spectacular, but they're trying. They're attempting.
Yes, Alex, but I just have a suggestion. As listeners, you have, you know, millions of listeners. And, you know, I'm just an average guy that, you know, I just make an average living. But I think we should set up a fund to support them when they get in, you know, charged with a crime, so they won't have the problem of the cost, where we could, you know, if everybody said, like, you know, you just a small fraction of your supporters gave $25 or $50, we could raise the money real quickly to make it so we could, whatever their fees are, they could take a plane, hotel, so they won't have to worry about money as far as defending the minor little thing, and they should fight, you know, no matter what it is, no matter how small it is, because it's where they're attacking our free speech.
Listen, I hear you. I'm going to let you go. This is not a centralized deal. I am in a three-room office, big room in the back, big room in the front, small broadcast area. I have trouble balancing my checkbook. I'm not superhuman. So there's kind of this idea, this is like CNN or something. We do reach millions of people, but we're not. It's not like big glistening buildings and shiny glass and human resource departments and people calling in with, we need to have, you know, have funds for folks and do all this. I also imagine collecting the money for that. That would also really annoy the audience. You only ask for so much, and then trying to collect it and then decide who gets it, or then you think somebody did something wrong in an event, and then it's held out. You're going to pay for whatever they did, and then the money isn't there, and then the time and energy fighting those. It was a misdemeanor. I just can't do anymore. I'm going to be bottom line flat with you. And so, in fact, I'm supposed to be on a national radio show tonight. I think I'm going to cancel it. I'm making myself to the point of just not doing as much. Because I'm not even whining. I used to think I could just myself do it all, and I can't. Like, I want to create a website at whatistheendgame.com. It's there. It's a nice site. There's a lot of documentation on it, but I wanted to do what we did with Martial Law 911.info and go through every second of the film, every document, every article, everything, and put it up there as a bibliography or as a kind of, you know, index in the back, all that. But, I mean, I don't have the money, the time, the energy. A listener went and got every document and every article that I showed in Martial Law, hundreds and hundreds of them, and he made Martial Law 911.info, a wonderful person, and gave it to us. People still call me and go, "We need that for Endgame." You're absolutely right. I need to be able to have 50 writers. I need to be able to find the people that can do it and have the money to pay them and have the websites. And we can't even get Web 2.0 designs on all our websites. We've been through all sorts of stuff on that where it never happens. Kurt Nemo's finally done it with TruthNews.us. He's going to redesign the other sites. That takes money to pay him. Then I get sponsors on to pay for it. People get mad. Even though I turn down 9 out of 10 sponsors, only take the very best. Look, man, I'm flesh and blood. I'm just a man. I'm just a man.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient, cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to whine during the last segment. It's just that I can't do everything. And I think the listener's idea is a good idea if somebody wanted to put that into place. It's just that our straits are so dire. It's hard to set up organizations. It's easy to have a lot of plans. It's hard to put plans into motion. And the plans I've had, I've implemented every one of them. It may take longer than I thought it would take, but I do it. And that's the stick-to-itness that we need to beat this new world order. But I'll tell all the big IT people and all the big web designers, you want to design me big sites with the MySpace systems and the uploads and the video and all the things, just build it and give it to us. We'll use it. You want to donate to us, do it by buying the books and videos and things we sell at Infowars.com. I got so busy covering news last hour, I didn't even plug any of my films or any sponsors. That's how we support ourselves. Plus, it's great material. And also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their sponsors, or if you have a business, sponsor them. I mean, it's all a team effort. Support Ron Paul. I mean, I also try to use this show to get you to organize and help other people that are fighting. This is a team effort, a group effort, supporting the Patriot Liberty Freedom effort. And make no mistake, this is legendary, this is history that we are living right now. And this is the most important issue, the geopolitical tyranny that's growing, the genetic and chemical and biological and radiological warfare that's being carried out against us. I mean, again, it staggers me. The more I learn, the more I find out. I'm learning and getting more informed at an exponential level, and it's really serious. We're in dire straits, ladies and gentlemen. We're in very, very dire straits, and We have psychopathic killers running the society. I mean, killing 3,000 on 9/11 is the tip of the iceberg. There's all these thousands of admissions where our government killed troops, men, women, children, and all sorts of horrible, macabre, mingling-type experiments. I'm going to go really fast your calls because I got a bunch of news I want to hit before Dr. Deagle comes on in the last 30 minutes. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in New York here on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Alex, I had a comment to make regarding this fascist military-industrial Bush coup going on, but when I was listening to the video you were playing with the McCain thing. I have a question for Johnny McCain. Where did you learn your terms for the words isolationism, non-intervention? Was it from your daddy, Navy Admiral McCain, carried out Johnson's directive not to allow help to be sent to the boys on board the USS Liberty when they came under attack by the Israelis during the 67 Israeli-Egyptian War? Was that where you learned it?
McCain is a piece of trash, and I've interviewed men who were in the Hanoi Hilton with him. He got taken out of there and got lavished. He didn't go through anything.
No. I just wanted to make the point that his daddy carried out that directive. When those guys on USS Liberty were coming under attack and they're crying out for help, Johnson would not allow the admiral to send anybody in to help them. And I guess it was his daddy, Navy Admiral McCain, that was running the theater war over there that carried out that policy.
Well, for those who just joined us, we played it in the first hour. McCain attacked Ron Paul last night. McCain was asked about the Iraq war. He totally shifted it over to say, the troops don't like you, Paul. This is a message from them. Let them win the war. Like he's losing the war when the war is not designed to be won in the conventional sense. It's a black hole for money laundering and to spread sectarian destabilization throughout the region, and that's their own stated goal. And Paul came back and said, okay, how come I'm getting all the military donations?
Yeah, well, we know. We know about Ron Paul. Apparently, this guy doesn't.
Oh, he knows all about him. He's scared to death of him, that little maggot. Thanks for the call, Mike. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air.
Good day to you, Alex.
Hi.
Yes, Alex, I think you do everything that you can. I think you always have, and you'll continue to in everything that you endeavor. What your caller, a few previous calls had brought up was creating money from contributors who would be listeners to you and people that are aware of you on the Internet to actually fund something he had in mind. I can't remember specifically what it was. As far as you having sufficient funds to do what you could do and would do if you did have the funds, I think you'd be like the Incredible Hulk on steroids as far as throwing a much larger monkey wrench into the New World Order. His time is of the essence because they have the four horsemen of the apocalypse hanging over all of our heads here, right down to a false flag terrorist attack, which is, I believe, their ace up their sleeve, and it's probably their only one that could forestall any kind of...
Yeah, we haven't talked about that enough lately. With all of the globalist support literally imploding, with their own talking points and memos now publicly admitted that they need terror attacks, it could happen any time, and I think I've put that message out, and everybody knows that, instinctively. Not just for me. You know, for support, people support us by buying Loose Change Final Cut, by getting Endgame, because then you know you're getting something that you can use to wake other people up. You know, if I had a bigger organization, if I had the platform and foundation to do other bigger things, I would certainly do that. But kind of like Ron Paul said, money's important, but also the signs, the phone calls, the grassroots, the knocking on doors, the spreading the word, all of us just taking action. I really want to make this not about me as much as I can and about you, and because that's where the power lies. I mean, I can put the ideas out there, and we can have an interchange of ideas and try to bring other people with interesting views and research here. And that's what we do. This is really a public think tank, and the power lies with you, the listener.
Getting the information out specifically about what happened on the day of 9/11, who engineered it, conceived it, instigated it, when it goes right into the White House and parts of Congress and in high levels of the intelligence agencies, as well as the FBI. It really would throw the biggest monkey wrench into their machine as it sits in such a dangerous position to us all and our welfare if the progressive movement and the 9/11 truth movement were somehow melded. And I wanted to make one quick suggestion to you today, Alex, as far as having a guest on, as the Progressive Network, which I have followed for the last 3 years ever since it was incepted, as far as their information went. Basically, 9/11 truth, that subject, what happened on that day, who was behind it, is not mentioned, except for really one exception, and that's someone who has an emotional depth and passion such as yourself for all of the evil that is perpetrated by the New World Order. It engenders tremendous emotions in them. His name is Mike Malloy, and Mike Malloy on the Progressive Network has actually done several specials on 9/11. He knows what's going on with 9/11, and I just wanted to suggest to you, Alex, you would please give him a call.
No, I've had him on three times.
Listen,
I got to jump. I appreciate your point, sir. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in New York. Dave, go ahead.
Hello. I just saw Endgame. Outstanding. Outstanding from many vantage points. You presented a lot of information, which we could use in our arguments. But what I thought was really outstanding about it, Alex, is the way you exposed the Bilderbergs. Not their existence, but what they are. These guys are not supermen. They're not elites. You know, we make them out to be something super. It's like the Wizard of Oz. They're people. They're men, like you said, just like you, with a bag of tricks. The way you were taking on that guy, what was that, Holbrook his name was? He didn't want to argue with you. He was afraid of you. He looked like more like a punk with power than some kind of elite. You know the part I'm talking about?
No, they're gangsters. The globalists are gangsters, and they have a lot of top professors and scientists and PR people that have developed sciences of control, but really it's a bunch of inbred, surly, murdering gangsters.
Right, but you've shown them to be that. You know, you hear Bilderberg people conjure up some kind of Superman in their mind. You showed these are just guys, and that one particular guy was afraid of you, because I'm a frontline activist, and some people will engage you face-to-face, and some don't want to. That guy did not want to argue with you when you were calling out and you were going in. And I mean, to stand out there with a bullhorn and tell them, hey, guys, we're not afraid of you. I mean, in my opinion, that is a superb technique. And I mean, the film was worth it just for that alone, just to see you out there with that bullhorn, letting them know, hey, guys, we're not afraid of you. And I think you showed everybody that if the American people ever decided that, you know, we've had enough, that it would be over fast, because these are not supermen.
They have to first realize who their enemies are, but the globalists are very good at putting Democrats, Republicans, Labor, Tory, Orange, Catholic, Hutu, Tutsi, different groups against each other while we think that's all the big fight, and then meanwhile they're ruling over us.
Right, they're causing us to be in conflict with each other. You know, keep quarreling amongst yourself, and you won't figure out who the real enemy is. But you really exposed that very well. It was outstanding when you were out there with that bullhorn. I tell you, everybody should see it for that, and just absorb these guys going in, because they are just ordinary people. You know, they're not.
What else did you think of the 2-hour, 20-minute film Endgame?
I thought it was excellent. Like I said, you could look at, there's many arguments in there that you could use, a lot of information, a lot of historical things that you pointed out that we could use in the arguments. It was good when you demonstrated that a lot of people really don't know what's going on. Some do, some don't, you know what I mean? But it was outstanding from, like I said, there's many different vantage points I thought it was great for. But, you know, the in-your-face street activism, that gets a lot of attention. That lets them know, because we could have this body of knowledge and we could be talking amongst ourselves. But when you're out there like you were, you let them know, hey, we know this stuff, and we're going to be out here. You know what I mean? So I thought it was an excellent film. I suggest that everybody get it and see it and watch it a few times, you know?
Well, I hope you've got the DVD. I hope you'll make copies of it.
I do have the DVD. I bought it from Amazon. I just got it within the past few days from Amazon. I do have the DVD.
No, I know. I'm saying since you have it, make copies.
I will do that, sir. And believe me, I will. I'm an activist, so I will pass that on. I will recommend it. And I know that a lot of my associates are going to appreciate that scene with you out there with the bullhorn. I mean, that is just awesome.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you. If you want Endgame, go to InfoWars.com to order the high-quality DVD. You can get Endgame discounted when you get it with Loose Change Final Cut, now available, totally new film. Loose Change Final Cut, amazing. At InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day, a $5.95 a month membership. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And again, that's how you fund us. That's how you help us. But that's all a side issue. It's about you getting the material and sharing it with others. That's when things change. Things are changing, and the enemy knows it, and the dragon's rising to face us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change things, he will. For a man is invaded, he's doomed. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my blood, she'll disappear as the night grows dim. She'll say, who's gonna take away his license to kill?
Welcome back.
Now they take him and they teach him and they groom him for life and they set him on a pathway. They
Half of immigrants in the U.S. are there illegally, study finds. This focuses on Texas, but it's national. The state has one of the fastest growing immigrant populations. Austin American Statesman, half of the 3.5 million immigrants living in Texas, it's a lot more than that, are in the country illegally, the Center for Immigration Studies says in a report being released today, based on the latest Census Bureau data. And again, the illegals don't come in for that, so the Census Bureau admits it's probably doubled. That's why they said 14 million, we say 30 million. The report said Texas is one of the fastest growing immigrant populations in any state. It said that 50% of the state's foreign-born population, slightly more than 1.7 million people, are illegal immigrants. There's a million illegal immigrants in Austin, folks. Only Arizona at 65%, North Carolina at 58%, and Georgia at 53% had a higher proportion of illegal immigrants in their immigrant populations. Many people of the undocumented population are unskilled workers and tend to go to states where they can find those types of jobs. So they go to the poor states and make the state even more poor, explained Flavia Jimenez, a senior policy analyst for the National Council of La Raza, a nonpartisan advocacy group. La Raza, the race, kind of like, it's called David Duke's group. I mean, let's be fair. David Duke's group is just a nonpartisan advocacy group. What if Duke called his group the race? Nonpartisan advocacy group for Hispanic Americans, and many go there who are already family members. The influx of immigrants into Texas reflects a national trend. The report showed the nation's immigrant population, legal and illegal, reached a record 37.9 million in 2007. And again, the illegals at least doubled that, so we're talking about 50-plus mil. Nearly one in three of these newcomers is here illegally. Half of the immigrants from Mexico and Central America are in the country illegally, and one-third of those from South America are illegal immigrants. The report documents the surge of new arrivals and describes its impact. The last 7 years have been the highest period of immigration in American history, the report said. Immigrants and their young children, under 18. Now remember, you got 50-plus million immigrants, 30-plus million of them illegal aliens, and then they're going to have, on average, 4-plus children here. What is 4 times 50-plus million? Well, that's 200 mil. And that's why by 2050, they're saying we're going to be 500 mil. Have you been to Roatan? Have you been to El Salvador, Nicaragua, Guatemala? You ever been to India? I've been to some of those places, and let me tell you, there's crap all over. Excuse me. There's feces everywhere, open sewers, stench, starving children everywhere, corrupt police with machine guns. By the way, I can take you to East Austin and show you meat hanging up where 10 years ago it was nice neighborhoods, meat hanging up outside, chickens in the road, busted sewer lines. Go to Florida, it's even worse. Government loves it. Immigration accounts for nearly all the national increase in public school employment over the past 2 decades, the report said, and it goes on and on. In Texas, 26.7% of school-aged children, 5 to 17, had immigrant fathers. More than a quarter. About half of these immigrant children, 13% of the state's total school-aged population, were illegal immigrants. And they already know that, but they're not going to go arrest them, kick them out, nothing. Nothing. And see, it's already terminal for the economy in the country. Now, don't worry, though. They've already busted the door open with a crowbar. Now, as these reports say, I have another one here. Study finds U.S. immigration at record level. Herald Tribune, immigration over the past 7 years was the highest for any 7-year period in U.S. history, bringing 10.3 million new immigrants, more than half of them without legal status, according to an analysis of census data released by the Center for Immigration Studies in Washington. 1 in 8 people living in the United States is an immigrant, the survey found, for a total of 37.9 million, the highest levels since 1920. And that number is completely cooked. It's at least 15 million worse. And I was on the ADL's website last night. It was saying, racists lie and say immigrants bring disease. What are you talking about? They're opening leper colonies in Texas and giant TB facilities everywhere and keeping it real quiet. I mean, German, Japanese immigrants coming into Ellis Island got checked for TB. They don't check now. And you say check them, they call you a Klan member.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Most scientific advances are merely incremental. However, once in a while, there comes an invention which is so revolutionary, such a quantum leap forward, that it is the product of what scientists call non-linear thinking. Such an invention is Dragon Skin Body Armor. In a Discovery Channel program, Dragon Skin was so superior to older types of body armor that it survived rounds which shredded the body armor now issued to our troops. Why, then, have the Bush regime's military bureaucrats refused to adopt Dragon Skin for our troops? Be sure to tune in to Crash, Are You Ready? Friday, November 30th, for a very special interview with Marie Neal, the genius inventor of Dragon Skin body armor. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com for links to the Dragon Skin body armor website. That's www.hearitonline.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
Steve, James, Jim, Patrick, George. I'll be able to get to your 5 calls in the 30 minutes we've got left. And I'm going to have to get him back up in the next month or so for another 30-minute interview. I've just got so much news I didn't even get to today. Dr. Deagle is our guest. He's a medical doctor, worked in the U.S. and Canada, lives in Canada right now, talk shows right here on Genesis. And, Doc, I was just thinking about last night. I was surfing around and saw a link to the ADL in a mainstream article about how it's racist to say immigrants have diseases. And they say in this new report on their website, but I have it printed out here, they say it doesn't exist. It's racist evil. It's all lies. But out by Jewett, Texas, where we have some family property in East Texas, there's a giant leper colony with thousands of people. The Fed's own numbers said 3 cases of leprosy before 2005. 2005 alone, as you know, the statistics are 2 years apart on those diseases, with 7,500 and something new cases. TB spreading everywhere. One immigrant or one individual with communicable TB will spread it, as you know, infect 42 in a classroom or factory setting. That's the Fed's own numbers, CDC. and there's all these new third world diseases, and I can list a whole list. You're a medical doctor. And then the ADL says it doesn't exist, and that you're, and it actually says you're a white supremacist if you say that we should. I mean, this is insane. And the media keeps it real quiet. Doc, what's going on there?
Well, what's going on basically is part of the manipulation. They can't bring in the New World Order without nationalized health care. Now, people might say that's a little shocking. We have 50 million Americans, not because we shouldn't have everybody covered, but we do not want nationalized health care. It means the final step for the New World Order isn't just the RFID chip, it's your doctor.
Because in Canada and England, they make you do the procedures. They've got the control. Then the government can say what the medical diagnoses are, what the treatment is,
well,
and carry out their eugenics.
They're eugenics. They're euthanizing senior citizens. They're killing the young. My wife is involved with the Down Syndrome Association here, and we're trying to split off because the National Downs, which is part of the Canadian ethos, believes in just eliminating these children. It's part of the system. They have angels of death going through the hospital.
By the way, the Wall Street Journal 10 years ago wrote about this and gave the names. They're murdering people every few minutes who can even speak but who are paralyzed, and they're begging for water, and they kill them.
That's right. Now, here's what you're going to face, okay? American health care is the best in the world. That's it, period, okay? What they want to do is they have to not make sure that everyone else is covered. When I was practicing in Georgia in 1987-88, doctors could spend an extra half a day or a day and do free health care, and then with the insurance carriers and with the government complicity, they crushed us so much.
By the way, Dr. Paul, that was part of being a doctor, was that you, at the emergency room, people didn't have the money, the doctor was still free market, you just did it free for the poor. My dad, I don't want to say this, he'll get a bunch more patients, he's already working too much, he only does dentistry 3 days a week, though. He does all, my whole life free dental care. That's
absolutely.
You're supposed to do.
That's what, yeah, that's your calling, like a minister. You do it because that's what you are. The fact is, what they want to do is they want to have total control so they can force us to vaccinate, force us to drug, make us follow treatment protocols, and also make sure that we don't speak out about issues like depleted uranium. I got death threats when I suggested doing tests on our Gulf War I vets. They don't want you to whistleblow an industry that's doing damage to the environment and putting the public in danger. And this issue about a disease from the ADL is you're precisely on. The numbers may be even high as 50-something of people infected with somebody with resistant TB. We now have Chagas disease in the blood supply. And by the way, there is no protection of the blood supply against Chagas parasites in the blood supply. There's no protection of the blood supply against hepatitis C and against Mycoplasma fermentans incognita, which is purposely injected in the prisoners and in our veterans. Up to 42% of the vaccine lots have been contaminated with Mycoplasma fermentans. And when they lie like this, it's devastating the healthcare system in all the border states of the United States and the narco state of Mexico, and it's done on purpose. It's done on purpose because the next big black hole is to create a national healthcare system for total control.
I agree, but the federal numbers I saw last year was 40. Was it in a classroom situation? Someone with TB will spread it and infect. That doesn't mean they'll all come down with it. 42 people. You're saying it could be as high as 50? That's just one of hundreds of diseases. They've got all these weird worm parasites and all this stuff now spreading.
Oh yeah, and the fact is that this is designed. And what would happen in the hospitals? And I worked in the hospitals in Colorado. Is that the illegals get it to the front of the line, not the back of the line. And what it was doing is transferring those costs directly to people who could pay insurance.
Oh, the feds admit it's meant to bankrupt and then federalize the states.
Right. And the whole idea is they want nationalized health care. They want a system like Canada, the perfect model for the New World Order, which is if you want to call it socialist, it really is communist, okay? The fact is the country does have a policy that completely suppresses free speech. There was one woman just recently wrote on the internet two scriptures saying that homosexuality was bad. She got fined $3,000 and told by the judge if she put one more scripture up from the Bible quoted, cut and paste, she was going to prison for 5 to 7 years. That just happened.
No, I see those cases all the time. And even if you don't agree with her statements, listeners out there, some of you, you've got to agree with the free speech.
Oh, yeah. The fact is, now, here's the free speech issue in healthcare. If you as a doctor say, like Dr. Graven was a NASA doctor dealing with global amnesia caused by statin drugs, he found out firsthand, because he couldn't even recognize his wife. And here's a NASA scientist, a medical doctor. He's written in the last 7 years tremendous tomes. He's now a medical legal expert on statin drugs. The state medical boards are now trying to change things in such a way.
For those that don't know, that's the whole class on claiming the cholesterol's bad.
Right. And here's the problem. This is just one example of them trying to make doctors give deadly drugs, combinations of drugs, not use alternatives, not use lifestyle or other changes, but tell us that you can't use the art or the science of medicine. You can't even tell people they're really in a sick building or they're exposed to the 9/11 toxins. And we have Dr. William Ray, who'll be on the program tomorrow. The state board in Texas is trying to go after his license, and he found that the top clinic in the world in Texas, in Dallas, to stop environmental illness, and the insurance carriers don't want to pay his patients. He doesn't take insurance. He doesn't want to pay the patients, so that the Texas State Board is trying to come after him because they don't want him to treat rescue workers or people hurt in 9/11. This is an example of how they want total control, and the final step is to control your doctor.
Well, they're now trying to tell that Ron Paul doesn't take government money, and they're trying to make people like him do it.
Well, I think, to be honest with you, that doctors need to get completely out of insurance. I belong to the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons in Tucson, Dr. Orent, and they have a firm stand against the this vaccine issue. We talk about it with Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. We had Gary Null on the program last week and Len Horowitz. This is pretty nasty, and people don't understand how evil this is. They have plans for vaccines to vaccinate away behavior, vaccines that literally can be in the food, vaccines that will sterilize you, and they've been experimenting with these in sub-Saharan Africans and people in India in the early 90s. And I've got all the documents posted up. If people say, I don't believe you, I've got the National Library of Medicine, hundreds of pages of documents, cut and pasted, abstracts, showing that they're actually doing this. Their plan is to kill, steal, and destroy, and that's the watchword of Satan. And if his minions are out there, they're in corporations, they're in governments, and they're bureaucrats, and they're doing exactly what you say in Endgame. Your movie is so earth-shaking, and the twin of that, of course, Loose Change, Final Cut. People need to get these. They need to get them now, because I don't believe we have years away. I think we have months to catastrophe.
Well, I know they're certainly moving in that direction. Lord knows they're going to fully drop the hammer, but they're already engaged their operations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're at a point now where if we don't step in and get behind President Ron Paul, if we don't stand up in other countries against the invasion of privacy and rights, and other countries are. We're seeing people in places like China, as you mentioned in your reports, not tolerating all these cameras everywhere. But they're planning on regionalizing currencies. They're planning on chipping the population. They're planning on complete and absolute control.
And they say it all in their own documents, but then the public won't go read those.
Yeah, they say somehow that we're conspiracy theorists. No, we're researchers, and we call out documents that are actually published. I mean, it's mind-boggling to have people tell you it's a lie. I wish I didn't know this stuff. I wish I didn't get death threats after examining the people from Oklahoma City, this forensic missions team. I wish I didn't know what I knew from my friends in, you know, the U.S. Space Command or National, NRO or these other agencies. But they did, firsthand, face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball, and they'll tell you straight up because they just think it's a matter of fact.
I agree with you. And, I mean, I'm pretty low-key today because I'm just so upset about everything. I mean, I just more and more I realize just it's hard to realize how wicked it is consciously deal with these people. And then there's so many minions in the system.
Well, yeah, and you've got to pray a lot, to be honest with you. As far as you go in this, and I know you've been in it many years, and I've been, each time you get more shocked and you just can't believe that the dark majesty, the intellectual power, the evil, the absolute abject liquid, you know, devilishness is so all-encompassing and so vast that, you know, the big problem is society doesn't even believe it's there. And they have no idea that this has been evolving for hundreds, if not thousands of years, coming down to this final moment of destruction.
I agree with you, and I told callers we'd go to them, so let's take a few here. Steve in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Stuart.
Stuart, go ahead. Sorry.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a few points. First off, and you say this a lot, you know, it's nothing personal. You, Alex Jones is not the center of this or you're not the head of this movement. It's up to us, and a lot of people call it, but that's the main point. And I also want because a lot of people predicted 9/11. You were in the right place at the right time. You had a radio show, but I predicted it in February of 2000. I was talking to a Christian. I was arguing with him, trying to convert him. And I don't know, I just had a moment of discernment. I pointed over across the bay to the World Trade Center complex in the heat of argument, and I said, those buildings are going to come down. And so that's one thing I wanted to say.
Yeah, anything else, sir?
Yeah, and that was from reading various books in the Bible and praying. But also, I'm up here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. We're like the last to hear about anything, but word is spreading up here. I call WBRK. I wrote you emails under the Freedom Kid. Do you remember any of those?
I don't, sir.
Probably not, but I call WBRK. I get Ron Paul out there. I talk about Alex Jones, InfoWars. I talk about basically, Charlotte Isherbit.
Yes.
The weird thing is people, it's almost like somebody's got a headache and you're like, here, you know, take an aspirin, you know, and they're like, no, don't want to take an aspirin. Like they'll call up and complain about their problems all day, but they can't get past the fact that it's by design.
Well, I'll tell you why, Stuart, and I appreciate your call. It's because people subconsciously, the subconscious mind is, you know, 90%+ of your intellect, but then the focus is through your cerebral cortex, which, you know, decides what to, you can only focus on about six things at one time, and that's people who've trained their mind even be able to do that. The general public can't even focus on one thing now most of the time. They're in a zombie sleep state, and there's all the federal and university and institution studies on that. But deep down, people know there's foreboding, there's fear, and they don't want to admit that murdering criminals are running things because it's scary. Dr. Deagle?
Yeah. What's happening right now is the psychopaths are literally at the point where they have technologies now to not only slay most of the populations of Earth. I received the documents back in March of 1997 from HLI, literally smuggled out of the World Health Organization, and recently I corroborated by having a scientist. I'm waiting on this, I'm going to whistleblower that's coming out. She worked for one of the big drug companies, and she got infected with a virus that was actually in a phage-carrying gene virus that actually jumped out of a mouse embryo into her body. And when she started getting sick and dying, she went to court, and the drug company said they would only help her if she signed over her body fluids and tissues to the drug company. She also said that the same drug company in New Jersey was playing around with fragments of the 1918 flu, building a pandemic world virus.
Well, that's been in the news that they're all doing that.
Yeah.
Let's talk to James in Canada. You're on the air, James.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Excellent. First of all, I'd like to apologize for the way Canada treated you on your way into film for Endgame.
Oh, that's okay. That's just government.
We just recently had an incident in Vancouver where that gentleman got tasered for no reason from Poland and
murdered. Yes,
dead.
Murdered.
Yeah. Just a word to the Canadians: Endgame will be for sale at HMV, our record store up here, on December 11th is the release date.
Good. Yeah, it's in stores across the U.S., but I guess it's going to be later in Canada.
Yeah. And I was just wondering if you had any information on where Bilderberg Group was going to meet in 2008 and how we can find that out and whatnot.
No, we don't know. Probably Europe.
Somewhere in Europe?
Yeah, they meet 3 years in a row in Europe and once in North America. Thanks for the call, my friend. Let's talk to Jim in Florida. You're on the air, Jim.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I just had a suggestion. If everyone who listens to your show while they're listening, if they take the wallet out right on the back of every note of currency, Infowars.com, 9/11 was an inside job, something like that.
That's the type of exponential thing that's unstoppable.
Exactly. Like the other day I was in Dunkin' Donuts, and after I made my purchase, I heard a guy at the cash register say, my dollar says your democracy is on death row. He was laughing, you know. But he won't last for much longer, you know. And I just thought if the people that are confronting Bill and Hillary Clinton would start confronting them about Oklahoma City, too.
Absolutely. We need to confront her about that black op they ran. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Patrick. Patrick, where are you calling us from? He just dropped. Okay, George. George, where are you calling us from?
Yes, is this me?
Yes, sir. Is this George?
I'm calling from Indiana. How you doing, Alex Jones?
Good, sir. Go ahead. You're on air.
Yeah, I got a small bone to pick with you about Endgame. You seem to have left something out that I felt is rather important.
Well, I didn't leave something out. I left billions of things out.
Yeah, but this was a major piece here. You kind of just touched on the topic of who created Bilderberg, and you just mentioned
as if in passing, that it was Prince Bernhard.
Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, SS officer.
Okay, now there wasn't anybody above him that he was being told what to do, a mastermind?
Well, no, we talk about the Rothschilds and Rockefellers at the start of the film.
No, I'm not talking about them. This is on your own website. You have two sources on your own website that says that the mastermind behind the Bilderberg and the NAU and the EU is one Joseph Rettinger, a Jesuit hopeful. But he couldn't stick to the vows of celibacy, so he became a Jesuit coadjutor, known as His Grey Eminence, the Grey Pope.
Well, where are those two sources on my website?
You go to prisonplanet.com/secretsofthebilderberg.html for one. And
my whole thing to you, sir, is that you're implying I kept that out of the film, but then you say it's on my website. So can you have your take?
But you didn't write it, sir. This was a few years ago, and you probably didn't even catch it.
Yeah. And so what are you saying?
That your Bohemian Grove, you left out St. John.
Say what? Stay there. I'm gonna hold you over. God, I hear that self-righteousness, accusing me. It's exactly what the guy's doing. Like, someone even sent me an audio file, I think, with this guy's voice on it. And I just try to do the best job I can to expose the New World Order. And God help you, man. God help you.
It is a big idea. A New World Order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
William in North Carolina, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead. I can't hear you, William. These phones must be really bad today. Just every phone's been like on an electric razor. Go ahead.
This is William Dean, president of ALIPAC. We're the group that was attacked by the ADL as being racist for our comments about the high tuberculosis rates crossing our southern border, and I appreciate you looking into that. I mean, we're a group that involves people of all races and legal immigrants that are concerned about illegal aliens of all races, and we're also concerned that some of these countries that are our largest illegal alien contributor have tuberculosis rates that are 11, 13, 27 times higher than that of the United States.
I know, and you see a few news articles about it, but they keep it real quiet. It's huge news. I mean, I literally don't want somebody cooking my food to give me TB. I don't want my kids getting it. And I'm supposedly now literally in league with Adolf Hitler.
Well, that's the thing that amazed us, that they would attack us on this. But their intent is to try to muddy the waters around this, because we've had a very high media profile, being on CBS, NBC.
You know, I meant to get you guys on, and I know who you are, sir. Just give your name and number to John right now, and I'm going to get you on the show next week, okay?
Great. Well, I appreciate your attention on that topic.
We'll do that. Listen, I got a lot of other callers, but I've decided not to go anymore because I don't want to shortchange Dr. Deagle. And Deagle, we'll have you back up again to talk about eugenics and your research into that and the excellent things you've done. I know your show's coming up after this show. And just God bless you, Dr. Deagle, for all you do.
Well, God bless you guys. What's really going on here, and I want people to pick up the baton. It's not a Ron Paul, President Ron Paul race. It's not an Alex Jones race or Deagle or anyone else. We just happen to be the first ones to hit the barbed wire. And if everybody else doesn't pick up the baton here and pick up and realize how late the battle is right now, we're done. We're not just talking about the end of America. We're talking about the end of the human race.
I know, and I have to tell you, Dr. Deagle, it gets me really upset that we're all so factionalized. I'm trying to bring everybody together. I'm trying to put out information. And at the same time, I'm trying to not turn off all these groups. Like, I didn't even like having to attack the Pastor Hagee, because I know he has so many supporters. And you know, when he said Jesus wasn't the Messiah, but I had to do it. And I don't enjoy having to come out and say that the Pope is a wicked, you know, devil pushing one world government, the New World Order, but he is. I know Catholics are good people. And then you've got all these other groups who just want us all to infight with each other. The New World Order runs every major global organization. We know that. And instead of arguing all day about that, we need to move forward against the New World Order now. I hate having to bash Israel, because I know there's a lot of good people in Israel, but their government's totally wicked.
Yeah.
And then I do that, and I get bashed by people as anti-Israel. Or I say TB's bad, and I get bashed as a Klan member. I mean, I just let's stop factionalizing, and let's get out of the NAU. Let's get the dollar back valued. Let's not have the lost treaty, law of the sea treaty. Let's do it now.
Yeah, and if we don't get behind President Ron Paul, we don't get this not only to our neighbors and our friends, that our greatest danger isn't George Bush and the neocons and even the globalists. It's the unprepared neighbor. That's why Endgame and Loose Chain's Final Cut, you better get it today, everyone, because I'll tell you, we don't have a lot of time left before people really grasp this.
Absolutely. Dr. Deagle, we're out of time. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Well, folks, thank you so much for coming on the transmission with us today. Dr. Deagle's right here on the network as well. You can find out more about him at GCNLive.com. I hope that everybody will go back to the first hour of the show today. I covered a lot of key news and info. We're listening on the Internet. That restarts in just a few minutes at InfoWars.com. In fact, it starts right now. And you can also listen to us tonight, 9 to midnight, with a retransmission on AM and FM stations, WWCR, and the Internet as well. All right, God bless you all. I will see you back live tomorrow, 11 to 2.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.